The book is called Rock and Roll Stories. Lynn Goldsmith is here with us this morning.
I love this.
And could this book be any bigger?
I mean, how about heavier?
Coffee table book.
It is heavy.
It weighs 6 pounds. And since the book is $60, you can get Rock and Roll at $10 a pound.
Yeah, now, that's nice.
Now,
that's,
Lynn.
That's the cheapest you'll get it. That's right, for sure.
Right off
cheaper
the bat.
Cheaper than a ticket.
Yes.
You open up the book. One of the first pictures you see are you setting up and preparing to take a photograph of Keith Richards. Now, I have read the story about, I'm assuming that it's this session where he was smoking so much of the medicinal cigarettes that
you're not allowed to say it here.
That you were,
yeah, you can say
we're
it.
A family show.
That yeah, we, right.
You were so overcome that you actually ended up passing out in the bathroom.
I have a chapter in Rock and Roll Stories, which is called Photo Nightmares. And yes, that is one of the stories that I tell where to photograph Keith, you have to be prepared to know that the session might end at any moment because
you will end.
No, not me. I thought he would.
I was going to say, was that really a photo nightmare? Was it really, though, Lynn?
The photo nightmare was that I pay people to work for me. As
right.
In this picture, you'll see I have some assistants.
Right.
Right. But, and I really, no one can be doing anything while we're working. We have
right.
to keep it together. And I think because they wanted to party with Keith, they were very happy when I thought I was dizzy, went in the bathroom and hit my head on the toilet and passed out.
Oh,
and
man.
They left me there all night. Okay,
oh
and partied
gosh.
With Keith.
Oh,
so
wow.
I got to hear about it in
and
the morning.
And he ended up drinking two bottles of whiskey?
Oh, well, that's nothing for Keith.
Yeah.
That was really, he's not a human being.
Yeah. That's,
yes. We,
well,
yeah.
The fact that
that's
he's still
very
alive.
True. Yes,
he's
exactly.
the spirit of rock and roll. Yeah.
Exactly.
He really, he's another thing entirely.
And so, Lynn, as we go through this book, and again, it's huge
great,
with great pictures,
great
stories. Is there any one part that sticks out in your mind? And when you look at it, even now, you say to yourself, boy, that was a good time.
You know, what was wonderful was when I walked in this morning and met you all, which was really pleasurable since you're so upbeat at this time in the morning.
Thank you.
You immediately commented on the photograph of Patti Smith taking a picture of me, which I think
that.
Is about 1976.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have to say that what I really love about the book is having a friend like Patti now when I show her to her. She said, if only we knew then how
wow.
beautiful we were.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Very quickly, you have a section in here. It's called Better Than Sex. And I guess I can imagine why it's called that. Perhaps the pictures taking them for you were.
No, I thought
you were
imagining it because you thought I didn't really have good sex with
oh,
people.
Oh, no, I'm thinking.
No,
actually,
that
was what came to mind with every one of
Where's
these pictures.
That book?
There is a picture, and you don't think of him as being a good-looking man, but there is one of the most beautiful pictures I've ever seen of Tom Petty in this
Tom
book.
Tom Petty is beautiful.
Wow.
And you know what? I have a real bone to pick with the world.
Oh, boy.
And what it is
wow.
Tom is, first of all, in my opinion, one of the most talented singer-songwriters that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he doesn't get his just due because he's blonde. I really...
Really?
Yes.
Well, I never thought about
yeah.
that.
Well, if you think back, I mean, think...
No,
I maybe.
Mean, you look at Dylan, Bruce, you know, you
yeah.
go on down the Fred Sinatra,
You're right.
whoever. It's because he's blonde. I told him early on, dye your hair, but he just wouldn't go for it.
And by the way, talking about
I
Bruce,
told
didn't,
him.
You, didn't you date Bruce for a while?
Yes,
how long
I
did. You, how long did you date Bruce
That
Springsteen?
I don't talk about, but you could kind of figure it out by looking at the pictures.
Oh, okay.
But
right.
I'll talk about anything else.
Okay.
Uh-huh. All right.
Well, I can tell you this.
What?
In the beginning,
yeah.
I paid for the groceries.
Oh, see, okay. So can you just tell us this, if you did run into him, could you say hey?
Oh, yeah,
okay,
sure.
It was all good. So,
and would
now
he say hey back is the question.
Well, yeah.
Rock and Roll Stories, Lynn Goldsmith. Evidently, you're still good enough friends with Bruce because he's on the cover. And I love the way this book smells, too. I think
oh,
it's the newness.
It's new book smell.
Lynn, good luck to you. I love the book.
Thank
we all love
so
it.
So much.
And congratulations.
Thank
Great
you very
stuff.
Much. Yeah.